این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The laws of Islam are not concerned merely with performing the mandatory ritual prayer, namaz, supplicatory prayer, and pilgrimage. These form just one section of the laws of Islam. Praying and making pilgrimage are just one concern among a number covered by Islam. Islam deals with politics, with administering a country. Islamic laws can administer large countries. It is the responsibility of the presidents of Islamic countries, the rulers of the Islamic countries, the governments of Islamic countries to introduce Islam to the world.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini said, My dear ones, do not fear sacrificing lives and properties in the way of God. Islam and the Islamic nation For such was the conduct of the great prophet. His executors, awsiya and awliya, and our blood is of no better hue than that of the martyrs of Karbala, which was shed in opposition to the cruel monarch who feigned Islam and declared himself the caliph of Islam. You who have risen up for Islam, who sacrifice your lives and properties, are in the ranks of the martyrs of Karbala, because you follow their school. Now, in this part of his speech, Imam Khomeini is referring to the martyrs of the Karbala. And it is true that whoever steps forward and he follows the path of the Karbala, and he is the true follower of the school of the Karbala, if they sacrifice themselves, if they get martyred, they will have the ranks of the martyrs of the Karbala. Because what the martyrs of Karbala have done in that time, you today are doing the same thing. And therefore, if you're following their footsteps, you will also get the same ranks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is important that we should not fear sacrificing ourselves, our properties, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the Quran, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ And those who struggled in the path of Allah with their wealth and أنفسهم and with their lives, for them there is the paradise for them, there are the ranks and status for them, there are the good rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must not have any fear of being sacrificed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not have any fear of giving away our things, our properties in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have seen that in the early time of Islam, how the Lady Khadija has given all her wealth for the sake of Islam, we need to respect the sacrifices that are made by the Lady Khadija salamullah alayha, by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and by Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, and especially the first lady who sacrificed herself for the system of wilaya, which is Bibi Fatima or Lady Fatima salamullah alayha.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.